My daddy had one when I got back.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had one. Model T Ford. Mm-hmm. But now look what we got.
Yeah. Two in every family.
Oh, man, farming. Now then, well, you could take a turnip plow, didn't cost just a few dollars, $4 or $5, you know. Shovel stock, same way. Well, you could take $12-$15 and buy you enough equipment to farm with then. Mm-hmm. Your harness for your mule, a horse. But now what does it take? If you ain't got much of $50,000-$60,000, you're a young man, can't start farming. Mm-hmm.
It's a big business now. I talked to Mr. Clark down here.
Yeah, Clark, he come out here while you're going to get your things a while ago. He said he ought to see Mr. over there. I said he still farms all the time.
Yes, sir, he does. I talked to him and his wife. As a matter of fact, I took pictures of his mules. George and Rhody.
We haven't got but one horse on the place, and that's a young one. He bought one. Got it down the hill yonder. Mm. And it's not broke or nothing, you know.
Mm. He show you sorghum meal out there?
Yes.
Thing still works.
Got a picture of that.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did.
You see,
that makes me think of something. Every man then planted him a patch of sorghum. You had to furnish a share hand some land to work at sorghum. Of course, you got half of it. Mm-hmm. If you want it. The law give you half of it. But I didn't do it. I paid the sorghum ruined ground. It'll just kill it. If you just keep working at sorghum,
right.
It'll kill it. Mm-hmm. The mill man got the fourth. Well, I paid the fourth, and that gave him a tenner. Half is the sorghum, and then I got a fourth.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I paid the toll, they call it toll. I paid it 1/4, and then I got a fourth, and he got 2/4. Mm-hmm. I done that to keep him planting so much ground in sorghum.
I see.
Then you couldn't sell it, wasn't worth nothing. And I didn't need it then. I'd get more than I could do anything with, you know, 1/4 of it.
About how much did you plant?
Well, it didn't plant anywhere from a half acre to 3/4. Some big family would plant about two horse crop would plant about an acre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I got the seed most all the time. I got the seed, but I give them the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way we lived. Man, dried butter beans, dried peas, such as that, you know, and then sorghum and everything, and then we lived. Why, mm-hmm. We done fine.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have no heart trouble or nothing then.
No, that's right.
That's right. I told my hens lots of time. I says, after the white people begin to die, a nigger wasn't. They never started dying with heart trouble here 3 or 4 years ago. Five. White people got to living too high. Now I ain't no doctor, but I can't count it no other way. Oh, that's what we just killed ourselves eating.
Mm-hmm.
Negroes didn't have it. I say negroes, man, the colored people. They didn't have it. They just lived off a little. Everybody raised his meat, you know. And he had corn, raised his own meat, sorghum, everything. They all had milk cows, everything. And we had plenty to eat, but it just wasn't fine. Well, then we got to where we went to the store and went to buying it. And white people began to die with heart trouble. All right, here a few years ago, niggers had started now dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
Colored black man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got the way he's eating this as well now.
Same thing.
So I can't figure nothing else, or we're killing ourselves.
Well, a lot of doctors say that.
They do.
Yes,